Good morning, y'all. This is V, the Tax Lien Strategist. So I made this segment to address this person that continues to email me, although he will not. He continues to follow the podcast and learn from me. And this is pretty typical throughout America, where once trolls begin to want to hang on, you can't lose them until you do. So this is what I said, and this is what he has a hard time understanding. Eminent domain and escheat to the state. They were both devised by the government. One escheat to the state says that the state can take over property owned by someone whose property is abandoned. Okay? It's a, you know, they go through this thing where from beginning to end, they end up owning, you know, the property. However they do it, we'll never know, because the government is not forthcoming with correct information. Eminent domain is when property owned by people and it normally happens in urban areas, is purchased by the government, namely let's say your cities and your states, with the purpose of turning that property into something for public use. Okay, so this happens a lot when you're trying to develop areas and or to make things more appealing to gentrification. And we know that this eventually moves the people who were there before out of the area, because we already know that that's happening with the tax assessments and all that. Listen, if you're not mature enough to handle the truth, this podcast is not for you. I haven't even begun talking about truths on here. And I'm going to say again, because I was asked to join in a online talk. And of course, that was what they asked me about, and I responded. And this guy, real sensitive, decides to send me a message. But here's why I talk a lot about these things on this podcast. You can't be an investor and not understand what happens. Since people are running to urban areas where black people are and purchasing those properties, you got to know the background of some things in order to even clear title. If clear title is your goal, because I know that there are people out there helping folk get these titles cleared by quiet title actions. And so, but I did get someone contact me a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to check them out and make sure they're valid, who have been following me for a long time, listening to me, and they are kind of prepared to donate, you know, quite a bit of money to some things that I have on the horizon and how to get the word out quicker to people in urban areas about do not sell. We just reach more people that way. But our government owes reparations because of all the things that was created in order to take property from people. So a lot of property now that's being purchased by eminent domain, I use the word purchase in jest and in quotes, actually, because they don't get fair market value. And we're finding that a lot of these properties are not, you know, put necessarily for public use. Yeah, they may clear an area because a rail system is going in. But if you look at a map of that particular, because of course they replatted to do it so that thinking that people won't realize the what property, you know, who owned the property there before. You know, you're going to find that even the developers own part of it. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to take property for, you know, purchase property for eminent domain and then have it for public use. So we know it's all in the verbiage. It's all in the writings. We know that these things are planned in advance. People know exactly what they're about to steal. People know exactly what they're about to own. But this is what I said, and this is what I mean. Black people haven't had clear title since the beginning of time, especially after emancipation. All the murders, all the lynchings, all the fires burning, all of the destructions of black businesses and black owned homes in those days. If you run somebody off of their property, if you unalive a bunch of people, if you unalive a whole town of people, if you destroy and have people with a lot of fears and tell them don't come back, they won't come back. That was in those days. That's not going to be so easy these days. But in those days, because everybody had a problem issue with black people owning land. Why? Because we know that land has always been a show of some type of wealth. And you know, they didn't want to see black people that even looked like they were on their level. Could not stand to see it. So of course, you had people. You had your clergy. You had school teachers. You had most of the non-black people in those towns that banded together and did what they had to do to get black people out of those towns. And so they had the law to protect them. So these laws, eminent domain and escheat to the state, came about and were used in order to justify and clear title. What happened, since everybody wants to be such a historian, why aren't you historians out there looking into what happened to the property owned by black people where they were run out of town? How is it that those properties clear title today? Because those properties belong to someone else today. You got to be present in order to sign a deed. You have to be physically there in order to sign a deed. And you have to be physically there in order to, you know what I mean? So how did it happen? Those laws. So don't tell me that this government doesn't owe reparations. You let me tell you, and stay out of black people's business unless you know what you're talking about. And stay off of this podcast if you don't know, can't even follow the thing with intelligence and understanding. Okay? You ain't gotta like it, but you can always unsubscribe or not listen to it. That anybody can do. And I got a lot more to upload. And why do we need to know these things? Because people are going around here tax lien investing without even knowing the history of what they're doing. And this is what makes clearing title so difficult sometimes, because of the lies. And listen, title companies were in on it. Attorneys' offices were in on it. They had to have been in on these things, because today, if it happened, more than likely the property would not clear title. It's still mass destruction. It's just showing up in another way. It's more polite racism. And yes, I said this on this on that particular podcast, and I meant every word. I said that if it wasn't against the law to behave the same way as people did back then, they would do it. It is a known fact that people are saying and have said that they are moving into these areas to move the people out. If they just wanted to come and park their asses in these areas and be good citizens in urban areas, it's one thing. But to know that you're coming and that you're here to uproot and to move people who are here out of the area is another thing. I mean, we see that the county is in working in concert with gentrification and things like that because the property assessments are continuing to be raised. So I'm going to continue to get the word out. I'm going to continue to put it on here. It is yours to understand. It ain't for me. I can't make you listen. I can't make you understand it. My job is to put it out there. Those who have the intellect and those who have wisdom will understand it. Those who don't, listen, there are all kind of people who listen to this podcast. I get emails from people weekly who are not black people. They learn a lot. And they thank me for the information. And so they know how to look beyond the truth if that's what they, if they don't want to be bothered by things, they know how to look beyond that, sift through the things on this podcast and find the information that they need. They need to know what happened, the historical. And I tell people, is another thing I'll throw in there. While you're looking for newspaper clippings and newspaper articles of property that used to be owned by black people, a lot of times the newspapers back in those days were, it wasn't a lot, it wasn't, you know, wasn't internet. So a lot of things that they learned and found out about history, tracing back ancestry to the beginning, finding out those kind of things about your property, do this. Look for articles. You're not going to be able to Google a black man who lived on so-and-so street. You're going to have to think the way racists thought about black people. Then you're going to have to use words like brute, thug. You're going to have to use the words that the people used in those days, the people who were in control, and how they wrote articles about us, how they wrote our stories. You're going to have to use the terms that they used if you're looking for historical writings and any kind of past history on some property. We're doing that now, and with my family, tracing my family back to just where the slave ships came in. And so for a lot of black people, the Carolinas was where they came in. So you can kind of start looking then. The ones who, you know, did were able to give information on the census. This is where a lot of people remained after emancipation and things like that. You got to imagine the times that people lived in. That's history. And so, yes, what I said was, if there's some people who are in our, in who gentrified areas, who would unalive us, who would burn us, who would do all of the things that their ancestors did in the 1860s. If it wasn't a law to get away with it. And sometimes I balk at saying that because there are, have been laws on the books and people never, paid attention to the laws and they never felt like the laws were for them. They want other people to obey the laws, always telling other folk to obey the laws. And those people are some of the people who don't obey the laws themselves. So we know we're living in just different people, same times mentally. It's just that you can't overpower a group of people anymore the way some ancestors did. And so you got to now find another way. It has the same effect. it just looks more polite and it looks more nice and kind. But anyway, I just wanted to respond to that. And to my students who are looking to go back farther in their search for property that was owned by their people, in case they want to go ahead and make some noise about it and take some lawsuits up that may go nowhere, but they have the financial means just to make some noise and just to call attention to some things. I'm asking a lot of people. There are some filmmakers out there who've been contacting me. We are meeting. I'm going to send them to talk to them to different people that I'm working with, or that I, cured title for, did some things. We're about to make a lot of noise about some things. But I wanted to address him because he needed to know exactly how this goes, and then go back and read with an understanding. Get some education about some things, rather than just arbitrarily sending messages to a person who makes it her job to know what she's talking about. Okay, I'll talk to y'all on the next one.